We so grateful for the rain for these last 3 days.
好，大家早哈。这几天下雨，我们真是非常要感谢主啊。
We are in a drought or severe drought condition for quite a while.
因为这一次我们干旱的非常的厉害。
We may not experience it here in Irvine.
我们也许在尔湾，我们经验不到。
Sometimes some symptom we may not really disclose at the very beginning, but once it gets closer, so close, when we feel it, that will be no turnaround. That will be very serious.
有时候我们有些事情，我们刚刚开始的时候好像没有办法发觉有什么重严重性，但是当我们一旦发现的时候，就已经是回不了头了。
So we welcome this rain, and hopefully that rain, just like His word, will cleanse our heart, our spirit.
我们非常欢迎我们最近下的这个雨，希望这个雨就像主的话语一样滋润我们的心。
When the rain stops, we will experience refreshness.
当雨停了以后，我们会有一种重新得力的一个感受。
So we will focus on today's message, the secret of receiving power.
所以我们今天的信息就是得力的秘诀。
I would like each one of you to read together, either in English or Mandarin.
好，请大家我们一起念，英文或者中文都可以啊。腓立比书第四章第十节开始。
Let's start with.I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. We can take turns.
Okay. My turn.
Okay. Let's start with English. I am not saying this because I'm in need.For I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. 我并不是因为缺乏说这话，我无论在什么情况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。I know what is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. 我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。I can do everything through him who gives me strength.我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. 然而你们和我同受患难，原是美事。In our regular daily life, we encounter difficulty or troubles.
我们日常生活中常常会经历许多的困难。
What are we going to respond?
我们的反应是什么呢?
Most people say, I want to get this done as soon as possible.
大部分人就说我就把这一关过了，赶快越快越好。
If I can get help, I will try my best.
那如果是能够得到帮助的话，那就是我真的是要更好了。
If I had to fight against the tide, I will do it.
如果必须要这个奋勇上前的话，我也会努力去做。
This is a very normal response when we run into troubles.
这就是我们遇到困难一个很自然的一个反应。
Is that make any difference from Apostle Paul?
对保来说有没有什么不同的看法呢?
He also got into trouble and all the time actually.
哦，其实保罗他经过非常多的困难。
And this letter is for Philippians.
腓立比书是写给腓立比教会的。
Actually, this church is Paul's most favorite church.
这个教会是
most favorite.
哦，是保罗最喜欢、最心爱的一个教会。
And he was in jail in Roman Empire jail.
那他当时是被丢在这个罗马的一个监狱里。
And if we look into a little bit detail, you can sense how Paul's feeling about the situation.
如果我们仔细去看的话，我们就知道保罗处在这样一个困难中，他是一个什么样的心态。
Philippine church loved Paul very much.
腓立比教会非常的爱保罗。
When Paul was in jail, actually the help did not come right away.
但是当保罗在监狱的时候，这个帮助并不是马上来到的。
Paul, he waited until the last chapter of the Philippine letter. He showed a little bit.
然后保罗一直在小的最后一章的时候，才稍微的能够透露一点信息。
He said, "I rejoice greatly in the Lord that look into this word at last, finally."You have renewed your concern for me.
好，这里保罗，我们看到第十节的话，我们就看到它里面的意思哈。而我靠主大大喜乐，因为你们思念我的心，如今又发生。这个如今在英文就说，终于你们表现出来了。
So apparently he has been waiting and waiting, but trouble linger around, but no help come to him.
可见呢，他在监狱里面就是一直在那边等等等，但是帮助一直没有来到。
Until this moment, finally, at last,
一直到最后，终于帮助终于来了。
You have renewed your concern for me.
好，你们向来就思念我。
So, Paul, he experienced that without any help from outside.For a while, quite a while.
所以保罗在这腓立比这个监狱的时候，是有好一长的日子，是外面一点帮助都没有。
And the verse 14 also mentioned that yet it was good of you to share in my troubles.
那我们看到十四节也说，然而你们和我同受患难，原是美事。
So he acknowledged he is in trouble.
所以他这里讲明了、挑明了，说怎么样，我是有。困难中的是在困难中的。
So we do experience troubles and difficulties.
所以我们人都会经历到一些困难。
And we are looking for support.
然后我们都会想到得到一些支持跟帮助。
This is very naturally.
这是非常自然的一件事情。
And let's see how next Paul experienced.
我们再看保罗的经历。
Because of this situation came to him.Then he said, I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances.
接着十一节他说，我并不是因为缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
Well, to some point, Paul could not do anything because he was stuck in the jail.
保罗他身在监狱里面，他是没办法做什么事的。
And people...feel much frustrated is I could not do anything.
So, 我们同样的，我们是最让我们最困惑的事情，就是我们不无能为力，使不上劲。
But over here, through that period, Paul said, "I have learned."
就在这个保罗觉得最困难、最使不上劲的时候，保罗说：“我学会了。”
Sometimes, difficulty or trouble time.Truly gave us a good timing to test a person's character or integrity.
So, 经常是在我们经历困难的时候，我们才能够考验我们人的一个品德的一个本质。
But through this uncomfortable period, Paul said, "I have learned something."
保罗说，就在这个很困难的这个情况中，我学到了一个功课。
He treated this difficult time as a training period or for his own discipline.
他就把这个困难的这个阶段就变当成一个学习训练的一个机会。
See, Paul has waited until now. He needs to say something deep inside his heart that's going to bless the Philippine church.
所以保罗他是等到这个节骨眼才把心底的话掏出来。为了就是能够造就腓立比教会。
Because he could not write this letter before the help from Philippine Church arrived.
因为在腓立比教会的帮助没有来之前，他不可能写这封信。
There's a very important lesson for everyone, all the Christians.
所以对我们基督徒来说，这是一个非常重要的功课。
If he wrote this letter before the help came, then he is kind of accusing a Philippine church, say, I stuck in the jail and you don't care?
如果他在帮助来之前就写信给他们，那个意思就是说，你看我现在在监狱里面，你们都不管我，怎么都没有帮助呢？
Because Paul has learned.
因为保罗他学了一个宝贵的功课。
And what he had learned is, I have learned to be content.Whatever the circumstances.
他学到这个宝贵功课，就是无论在何种状况中，我都可以满足知足。
I know what is to be in need, and I know what is to have plenty.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富。
So apparently, in the jail time, he learned a lot from to have in need.
所以我们知道他在监狱的时候就学到很多什么叫做有需要这件事情。
And I have learned the secret of being content in and any and every situation. That means all circumstances.
我也学到随时随处都学到怎么样处丰富。
Whether well fed or hungry.
不管是饱足或是饥饿。
Whether living in plenty or in want.
或是有余或是缺乏。
God somehow put Paul into a situation that somehow forced him to learn something for our benefit.
所以神等于是把保罗强迫保罗在这样一个处境中，为了我们的好处学到这样一个功课。
Then we may have two Philippine letters.
因此我们才能够有这样这个腓立比书的书信。
Then the first Philippine letter will say, Why you allow me to stay here and nobody come to help me? This is the first letter.
第一封信很可能就是说，你为什么让我这个困在这个监狱里？怎么没有帮助呢？
But he didn't write that letter.
但是这封信他没写。
He wait.
他等。
See, over here, maybe brother and sister, if we do run into a trouble or difficult time, think about this and from the other angle.This may be a good opportunity for me to allow me to learn something that I don't expect.
So, 弟兄姐妹，当我们遇到困难的时候，也许我们可以从一个新的角度来看这个事情。也许这是一个机会，让我们能够学习的一个大好的机会。
Nowadays, we call a strong person is any trouble come, I can solve the problem right away. Then you will be a strong person.
所以我们看到一般我们是心里我们认为的一个强人就是一切困难来了他都可以解决。
But sometimes we were put into the position is you could not do anything. Don't waste that very valuable opportunity.
但是有时候我们在放在一个就是你实在是无能为力的一个状况中各位请不要白白的放过这个大好的机会。
Maybe some people you cannot get along with.
也许有的人就是没办法跟他处，没办法跟他相处。
And you couldn't get rid of that person.
你也赶不走这个人。
And that person cannot get rid of you.
那个人也赶不走你。
You stuck there.
你们两个就卡在那里了。
Or maybe some difficult situation that like illness, your physical problem, you cannot get away from that for that period.
也许你是一个健康身体的状况，你没办法解决。
Maybe you even losing your job.
也许你工作没了。
Or even house.
或者你连房子都没办法保住。
That difficult time, now you have to face.
你必须要面对这样的困难。
Or maybe some unexpected situation that you cannot handle it. Don't waste that opportunity.
也许是一个你根本没有想到的事情，居然就发生了。各位，请不要错过这个好机会。
Because there may be a treasure waiting for you.
因为在这个境况之中，很可能有一个很宝贵的经验是你要学的。
And that, discipline and supply.
So,
okay. Paul said, I can do everything through him.
保罗说, 我靠着他, 我凡事都能做。
See, we got that opportunity for our training or discipline, but the supply will come according to his time.
各位, 我们可以学到这个, 在困难中处患难的这个训练, 但是供应的话, 往往是要靠在神的时间中。
I believe that Paul, while he was stuck in the jail, he tried many ways to find a way to get away from that.
我们相信保罗他在监狱里困在监狱的时候, 他也会想到一些方法说我可以从这个监狱里出去。
Maybe he will find some people to send a letter to those church care about him.
也许他可以找一些人帮他递一些信到这些他关心他的教会。
Or he can find a route to appeal to the Roman Empire.
也许可以找一个, 可以向罗马政府这个上诉的这个管道。
But somehow he got stuck. He couldn't do anything.
但是他就是真的是, 束手无策, 困在那里。
That is the moment that Paul, he himself, really experienced the help, the strength coming from Jesus.
就在这样一个处境中，是保罗他的确确的经验到。
If we got into trouble or difficult time and we are eager to find solution, then you are not really sure the help is coming from him.
如果你在处困难时候，你是积极的、很快的想要解决这个事情的时候， 你就不知道你这个解决的这个方法是不是从神那里来的。
Maybe you're guessing, maybe 30% is from my friend and 70% from the Lord.
你会想, 诶, 也许30%是我朋友帮我的吗? 70%是神哦。
Then you cannot truly experience how much help from the Lord.
所以你不能够经验到神完全的供应。
But through the Bible history, you will see all the people, they truly experience the power purely coming from above, and then they will testify, say, I know whom I believe in.
所以我们看到在圣经里很多历史中看到很多人他们的确确是完完全全的从神那里得到的力量得到帮助所以他可以公告于世说我的帮助就是从神那里来的。
And also through Paul's testimony, he said, I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
所以这里保罗也做见证说，我靠那加添给我力量的，凡事都能做。
We need to find out why, because this is there is a great purpose for that.
我们知道这句话里面的它是什么原因，它能够这么说呢？
Because people may misquote this verse many occasions.
因为有很多人是在很多不同的场合把这句话用错的地方。
I can do everything.
我们常常强调说我凡事都能做。
And also say, through him who give me strength.
然后就说我靠那加添给我力量的。
But this everything actually is very limited.
但是这里的凡事其实是非常有限制性的。
Why? It's because through him.
为什么呢? 因为这里所谓的凡事是由神那里来的凡事。
So he will supply only for his good.
他的供应是完全是为了他的美、他的善而做的供应。
So we need to verify, if we start from the very beginning, we know exactly what his will is, and I follow his will, then he surely will supply, even though I run into difficult time.
所以我们必须从一开始就能够 得知神的旨意，然后随着这条线索一直下去的话，当你遇到困难的时候，你就知道，哦，这是神在供应我。So
Paul was in jail for a while and no help coming to him. He has to experience something that only he himself and the Lord.
所以当保罗他在困在监狱的时候，没有外面的帮助的时候，他能够呼求的就只有他跟主在一起。
I don't want you to misguided say, Paul, you are a superman, you can handle everything.
所以我不希望大家有个错误的观念，就认为说，哦，保罗他是个超人，他可以做一切的事情。
You can listen to his crying in Second Corinthians.
你们查考这个哥林多后书的话，就看到保罗的眼泪，他的痛哭。
And his weakness.
他的弱点。
So he is not a superman.
所以他不是超人呐。
He is just like you and me, with flesh.
他跟你我都是一个肉体的人，都是有肉体的。
But he allowed the situation persist, not get help from others, but he just wait and wait and wait for the Lord.
但是他能够坚持到底的，就是不靠外面的帮助，他是只是在那边等待神的帮助。
So no help from other resources until the time is right.And the help, the strength, the power from above come to him. Then he stood up and testified, said, I can do everything through him, only him, who give me strength.
所以他能够在那静静的等待，一直到时刻到了，神的帮助到的时候，他就可以站起来，大声的说，跟做见证说，靠着那个加添给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
I'm not going to bragging about my experience. I'm just trying to share. Hopefully, you will agree with me that the Bible, what the Bible said, is real and is practical, and you can be a part of what the Bible said.
各位，我将跟各位做一个我自己亲身经历的分享。这里我不是想要夸耀我自己，而是想跟大家知道分享以后，大家能更能够。验证圣经所说的话是真实的。
I'm always in weakness.
我是经常
I'm weak.
我经常是非常软弱的。
For almost 22 years, if I need to preach on Sunday, I will fast.
二十几年以来，如果我主日要正道的时候，我会禁食祷告。
So Saturday evening, I finish the meal, then I don't take anything until the end of Sunday service.
所以当我礼拜六晚上吃完饭以后，我就一直要等到礼拜天的晚上，我才开始吃东西。
So usually you don't see me having lunch with you.
这也是为什么各位没有看到我跟大家一起坐下来一起吃东西的原因。
I believe fasting is a way to show I need Jesus more than everything.
对我来说，禁食对我来说就表示说，耶稣啊，我需要你比这些食物更重要。
I can count on the food I had to give me the strength, the power.
我知道食物是可以给我力量的。
But I.Took this opportunity to say, let this go so I can totally count on his supply.
但是对我来说，礼拜天是一个大好的机会，就是说我不要靠这个食物来给我力量，我靠主给我力量。
For a pastor, actually Sunday is working peak.
那我们知道礼拜天对牧师来说就是一个工作量最大的时候。
He need to be really get ready and pump up.And move forward.
Yeah, 他今天就是必须要这个所有的状态都是在最佳的状态之中。
But I took this opportunity to temporarily give up the food, the supply I need physically.
但是我利用这个机会就暂时的把这个食物给我的家庭给我力量把它摆下。
A very simple prayer is, Lord, I want to count on your strength, not mine.
然后我就做了一个很简单的祷告，就是主啊，我要仰赖你给我的力量。
So maybe I look a little bit skinny, but that's not a reason.
所以我也许有的时候是 ，sorry， 我在。
我看起来好像很瘦哈，不是因为我主日进食而已哈。
He is skinny.
Actually, just take grab that opportunity and to allow Jesus to do something, to reveal you something, that what he said is real.
So 我就利用这样一个机会来让神来在我身上验证他所说的话是真实的。
Therefore, you know, after a period of fasting, you don't kind of just have a big meal, a Big Mac. It's not the right way to treat yourself. You need to gradually pick up slowly.
Yeah. 所以当然就是说你进食以后这么一段时间，你不应该就马上就吃一个 Big Mac, 一个麦当劳的那个 Big Mac, 这是不健康的。你要慢慢的进食。
Therefore, usually I had lunch around like 2 or 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
所以我一般来开始进食的时候就是大概下午2点或3点。
And I may experience a little bit what Paul has said, I can do something through him who will give me strength.
So, 这样的经历让我能够稍微的能够体验一下保罗所说的靠着他的给我力量的凡事都能做。
I'm somewhat sure what the Bible said we can apply.
所以我就想圣经讲的话是我们都可以去实践的去例行的。
Serving the Lord truly had a lot of opportunity to experience loneliness.
侍奉神给你很多的机会去感到这种有点孤单的感受。
It's not always somebody right or wrong, but you will put into a position or status, you just feel so lonely.
我这里也不是讲的什么谁是对或是谁是错，但是在侍奉神的这个事工上，有时候你会就觉得有点孤单。
And I believe, because I share this or listen to other testimony, other people's testimony, they always told me I wanted to give up many, many times.
Didn't catch the last part.
我在侍奉的过程跟别人分享的时候，别人也告诉我，他们侍奉的经历里面都告诉我，他们有很多次想放弃了。
I need a hearing aid too.
Because this loneliness is it's a kind of suffering.
因为这样的孤单是一种折磨，有时候。
Sometimes I wonder to myself, say, why bother?
有时候我就自己问自己，干嘛呢？何必呢？
Is this so valuable about your principle?
你的原则是这么的重要吗？
Does it really matter that what the Bible said and what the world said?
圣经说的真的有这么重要吗？还是世界说的重要呢？
Who care?
谁关心呢？
And somehow you need to put into that status and you need to hang on and hang on and nobody really understands you.
所以有时候你就觉得非常孤单，因为你觉得就是没有人了解你。
And this is not a rosy road.
说这不是一个那个这个布满花香的一个路哈。
And you need to wait and wait.
你必须要等。
Until His presence.
一直等到他的同在。
When He come by you.
一直到他来到与你同在的时候
Wow, you can say this again. I can do something through him who gives me strength.
这个时候你可以真的再说这一句话，就是我靠着那加添给我力量了，凡事都能做。
See, because of the loneliness you experience, you will take it so precious about his presence standing by you.
因为你在一个非常孤单寂寞的状况之下，一旦神与你同在的时候，你就觉得特别的宝贵。
And you truly notice His presence, His very presence, so alive, so vivid.
然后你可以去真正的感受到神与神的同在是这么的鲜明，这么的活。
It's not iffy, He's by you or not. It's real. It's so real, real than anything else.He is a real friend.
比任何的事情都要活，都要生动，因为他是你真正的朋友。
But sometimes I truly said to the Lord, say, "Do you need to wait for so long?"
有时候我也会稍微跟神有点抱怨，哎呀，不要让我等这么久吧，你关门这么久嘞。
Why not come earlier?
早点来不是好一点吗？
But through what Paul said, there is a beautiful, great purpose.
但是像保罗说的，这是有个很美的一个目的。
If the help from Philippine Church come much, much earlier, probably Paul did not have that chance to experience and to learn.
如果菲利比教会的帮助是一从头开始就来到了，那保罗就没有这个机会去经验，有这样的一个经验，然后能够说出这句怎么样，就是靠主加添给力量，凡事都能做。
Therefore, I truly encourage each other, don't waste the trouble that you encounter.
各位，请你千万不要把这个神给你这个困难时候所要学的功课白白的给放过去。
This trouble may bring you huge blessing that you never expect.
这样一个困难很可能是你从来没有想不到的一个巨很大的一个祝福。
Nowadays, a strong person got the capability to change the environment surrounded by that person.
我们现在看到很多所谓的这个强人，他有能力去改变他左右一切的事情。
But the weakest point is he or she is not able to change he himself.
但是当他最软弱的时候，他却没有办法改变他自己。
And God always used this opportunity to change this person inside.
神经常会利用这样一个机会，这样的处境来从里面来改变我们。
Therefore, Paul said, "Now I know what is to be in need, and I know what is to have plenty."
所以这里保罗就说，我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富。
I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want.
因为这是我已经学到这个秘诀，就是在知道怎样在处饱足或者饥饿或者有余或者缺乏。
So he is not controlled by environment.
所以他不是被这个环境所控制的。
Because through this learning process, he superseded the environment.
因为他学到这样的功课，所以他可以超越这些环境。
So either in want or plenty doesn't bother me.
缺乏或是丰富对他来说都没有什么困扰。
He is truly a strong person.
他才是一个真正的强者。
He can control the environment.
他可以控制那个环境。
Environment cannot touch him.
环境对他来说是丝毫没有影响。
He is a person with freedom.
他是一个真正有得到自由的人。
But this need to go through learning process.
但是这样的强跟这样的自由是必须经过这种训练的过程。
And this is not a comfortable process.
这不是一个很容易很舒服的事。
But it's rewarding.
但是他的酬劳是非常的大。
Because we still will face difficult time.
因为我们每一个人随时随地都会遇到困难的。
They surely will come just like ocean tide.
就像海这个潮一样，潮起潮落，一定会来的。
The most important thing is you yourself being trained, being disciplined, so you will be able to handle all circumstances.
重要是你自己可以经过一些训练以后，学到功课以后，可以气力不倒。
I don't mean that.You don't bother at all. You don't feel it. No, that's not true.
我不是说你是一点感受都没有，不是这样。
But you can be knocked down, but you will resurrect.
你可以被打倒，但是你会再起来。
You can be miserable, but you will revive.
你可以觉得很痛苦，但是你也会重新得力。
You may be miserable, but your spirit will be refreshed.
也许你很痛苦，但是你的灵命是一个新鲜的。
The secret is look up to him.
秘诀是什么？就是
You are faithful.
就是看这个供应你的那个神。
You are powerful.
跟神说你是信实的，你是有大能的。
And you are merciful.
而且你是有恩典的。
For your name's sake, you will give me the strength I need to stand for you.
为了你的名，你会给我这个帮助，好让我在众人面前为你做见证。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。